Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Reading groups or book clubs are a long-standing tradition at many local libraries, but there's a new variety. Welcome cookbook clubs. It's part book club and part potluck gathering. Members pick one cookbook a month, claim recipes, and make the dishes. That's all I needed to know before deciding to visit the Library Cookbook Club in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
I prepared tiny Spanish meatballs in almond sauce. The cookbook is a tapas cookbook. Meatballs are, you know, kind of comfort food.
In addition to making meatballs, Mary Lou Heisen co-organizes the cookbook club.
These people just kind of emerged and were interested for all different reasons. And I think it's a balance of socialization, and especially in the middle of winter like it is now, and everybody enjoys sharing food and talking about food.
Not everybody here actually is friends. It's not like a group that would meet
normally.
That's right.
This isn't like a little club that already existed in some other way. No.
Prepared dishes trickle in one by one. I peek into a deep-covered bowl being unpacked by Mary Jane Fromm.
This is actually a salad, an orange, fennel, and onion salad. But it is kind of nice, and the only problem is, of course, that you have to take all the pith out of the oranges.
Pith is the white part between the orange skin and the fruit.
That takes more time than one anticipates. It was fun, and I think it looks pretty.
Finishing touches like garnishing the deviled eggs with fresh dill, adding serving spoons and toothpicks are completed, and it's finally time to dig in. These cooks wanted more clarity from this month's book. They were looking for measurement equivalents for ingredients like onions and salt.
Yes, that's what I wanted with the olives, too. Mm-hmm.
That's Barbara Allen. She made deviled eggs.
That's one of those things that I think everybody makes their own style. And you do it almost automatically. And so it's such an odd thing to use a recipe. But it was fun. It was.
Oh, look at how cutely you put the dill right into the eggs there.
Oh, well, that's what the picture showed.
Apart from it being somewhat foreign to follow a recipe to make deviled eggs, Allen says she's challenged by recipes in general, but
because of the rules of the group, I have to use the recipes. And it's a learning experience for me.
And you ended up with a lot of extra dill. What are you planning on doing with that?
Trying to talk all the other ladies into taking some home.
Another member of the group, Debbie Wiswezer, says she doesn't venture too far from her comfort zone when cooking at home.
This gives me an opportunity to try things and really try them instead of just saying, I'm not in the mood to do this today. I have to be in the mood if I chose the recipe.
And Wiswezer was diligent about it. She bought a new nonstick pan to prepare crab tartlets.
This just kind of makes me sit and look at what things go together and how, you know, how they taste and how they are presented.
Anything especially challenging about making time available to, you know, make the dish and then bring the dish?
For me, no. I'm retired. I did have other plans for this morning, but it was exercise, and I'm always happy to find an excuse not to have to do it.
Full and fulfilled. Nobody at this Stockbridge Book Club meeting left wanting anything except the next meeting to come soon so they can taste recipes from a different cookbook.
And if I didn't say it, everybody take dill home.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Carrie Healy.